Well, we continue looking at this text, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In recent weeks, I've been in places where I've heard people talking about being blessed, and more than I usually hear. Last week, I was in a grocery store in north side of the city, helping a man short on funds buy groceries because he was hosting his grandchildren for the weekend. There was some banter in this smallish-type grocery store, and someone ahead of us in the checkout line asked the person checking out, the clerk, how she was doing. She replied, "I'm blessed." A couple of weeks ago at Keith Wharton's funeral service, there were a number of testimonies that were given. Several mentioned how he was such a blessing to those he encountered in his life. And a couple of weeks ago at the Webster Rock Hill Open House, there was good conversation at the event, and I heard many references from people saying how blessed they were, what a blessing this ministry was. The word blessed was used often. To be blessed and count blessings is a more regular part of the conversation for Christians in some groups than it is for Christians in other groups. I hear it more in African-American groups and in some white conversation. I don't hear it that much in our conversations. It's more popular someplace than in others. But today we hear about being blessed, what we call the Beatitudes, or statements of blessing from Jesus. We hear who will be blessed. We hear what's expected of those who are blessed. Today we also remember those who have gone before. We remember them as ones blessed to be in the kingdom of God. Jesus tells us that those who have gone through hard times on earth will be blessed in heaven. There will be great joy and reward for all that was suffered on earth. We understand this to be a blessing given by God through Jesus. Jesus says, blessed are those who are poor, blessed are those who are hungry, blessed are those who weep, those who are hated, those who are reviled, those who are excluded, those who are defamed, because they live by these life principles of Jesus. These things happen to them. Jesus himself lived with every one of these difficulties, and he endured death by living that way. Yet he was blessed by being raised to new life. He rose from the dead and won for himself and all those who die in his name that same blessing of new life in his name, a resurrected life. To them come the blessings, and their reward is great in heaven, Jesus says. Some people talk about these topics with something we call a prosperity gospel. The belief is that if you believe in Jesus and live in accordance with that, these earthly blessings will come your way and income will come to you. But that's really not the lifestyle we hear Jesus talking about here when he's talking about reviled, for giving up what you have when you're asked to do so, turning the other cheek or giving away your coat. This isn't about hoarding the blessings which we have come from God. It's about realizing and being thankful that all things come from God as a blessing and as a gift. They're not earned, but they are received. If we are living, we are blessed. Whatever life we have, whatever we have in life to support our bodies, to keep us going, is a gift from God. Sometimes we hear that phrase, which I've just mentioned with the children, blessed to be a blessing. That describes us living in this style that Jesus is talking about. We receive life from God and the gifts that come to us to sustain this life, from parents to family who support us in this life, to having enough to eat, having a good reputation. All these things are blessings that come to us. With all good gifts from God, they are meant to be shared and to be given away. If we hoard the good gifts God gives us and don't return our thanks by sharing them with others, we've misunderstood what God is about. God would have us freely share what we have been given or what we've been blessed with. Blessed to be a blessing is a good way to think of what it means to respond to the blessings of God that he has given us in life. We respond by sharing these blessings, whether they be material or spiritual, with others. When God called Abraham long before to leave Haran and to go to a new place called Canaan, God said to him, "I will bless you and make your name famous so that you will be a blessing." To be blessed by God is to take on the responsibility of God, being God's representative in that place, wherever you are, to bring the presence of God to that place. It is to make the blessing of God then available to others. Those who have gone before, who we remember today, were blessings to us. We remember how they gave us life, shared their life, and in many instances shared their knowledge of God with us. They extended the blessing of God. And Jesus is specific in ways that we might share this blessing. He causes us to bless those who curse us, to pray for those who abuse us, to not strike back when we are struck, to not ask back for what is taken from us, and finally, to do to others as you would have them do to you. That's his overall advice for those of us who receive his blessing. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Jesus was mostly referring this paragraph to how the Roman soldiers were treating the people of his audience and Luke's audience. They were to suffer at the hands of the occupiers, but they were not to attack back. They weren't to cause trouble. They were to take what was given to them. And blessed to be a blessing then comes down to doing to others what you would have them do unto you. And that's a good way to think about going into situations. We put ourselves in the other person's place and ask, what would I like to have done to me if I were that person in that place, in that circumstance? That's a good measure for how we can react to situations. It puts us in their place. It puts us in their situation. Well, it's hard to put ourselves completely in another person's situation because it's impossible to completely understand where another person is and to get into their mind and know what they're thinking. If we see some difficulty that the other person is having, it's not too hard for us to figure out what could be done and what maybe we should do to be help to them. Sharing the blessing of Jesus putting ourselves in their place, the place of others, and doing what we would like to have done for us if we were in the same situation that we find them to be in. Another topic that comes up here as we talk about blessing is named in this hymn we'll sing in a little while called God Bless Our Native Land. In that hymn, we ask God to bless our country. And this is a week when the health of our country's on our minds. We see it as a blessing that we can elect leaders for our country. We have a responsibility in this system to take an active part to cast our ballot as a minimum of service. There are other ways to serve, but our minimum of service is to vote. There's a lot of rancor among the candidates and even among their supporters. And so we live right now in a country divided among candidates and their supporters. So as well as being concerned about how the elections go, some are voicing their concerns about how the country will respond to the election. Some will lose, some will win. With such sharply divided views before the election, will the country be able to pull together after it? I don't know about you, if how many of you would have watched it, but I enjoyed watching the opening skit on Saturday Night Live last night. It showed players playing the parts of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and they were arguing and insulting with each other as we've gotten used to hearing in the debates. But then all of a sudden one of the characters had a change of heart. There's a person playing the part of Donald Trump, and he came to Hillary and said, "This is just silly what we're doing, how we're yelling at each other, doing all this stuff. Why don't we be friends?" And so they joined hands, shook hands there, and then went out in the streets of New York City. And they hugged the people that they were caricatured to be against. And they joined hands with other people. And the person playing Hillary and the person playing Trump joined hands with other people and did kind of a dance in Times Square. While this was a TV show, we can hope it can be a shaping image for the country. And remind the viewers of that show, but remind all of us that we want to live out the blessing this country has received. And if we're going to do that, we need to reach out to each other and act as one. If not at least understand each other, we need to reach out to one another and try to understand. Just before Jesus spoke these Beatitudes, as we hear them in Luke, Jesus had been on the mountain with the 12 disciples, named the 12 disciples, and prayed with them. and came down the mountain to the plain where the people were with his disciples. And then he came and he was in an area that was both Jewish and Gentile. It was people all mixed together. And it said that power came out from Jesus when he came down to the flatland and healed their illnesses and cast out demons from them. Jesus was concerned about the welfare of the people. His blessing to them at that point was not just to bring himself, but to bring healing and to bring health. I saw a bumper sticker this week which had a saying I have seen elsewhere. It said, "A nation's greatness is measured by how it treats its weakest members." That's a particular phrasing. That one quotes Gandhi. Other presidents and other Catholic Church cardinals and people have used that phrase. A nation's greatness is measured by how it treats its weakest members. And the spirit of the Beatitudes of Jesus is not just about how we treat each other, but how we treat those who are the weakest and the most vulnerable in our midst. Just as Jesus sought to bring healing to the people and did that for everyone who was ill in front of him, a way that we are a blessing to others is to be among those who seek ways to improve the situations and bring help to those who are in need. Just a very few verses after Jesus says, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you," he says, "Be merciful just as your Father in heaven is merciful." So whether it's maintaining and restoring relationships with those we don't agree with, or if it's caring for those who are the least in our midst who have many needs, Jesus calls us here to share the blessing which he has won for us. As a people who have faith in him, we ourselves are blessed by God to be called into relationship with God. To have that knowledge that we are called into relationship with God is the very best thing of all. Beyond that, now then, we share that blessing, being instruments of reconciliation, of mercy in the world around us. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.